Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football pre- and post-game show co-host.
Wow, this team's not for the faint of heart. Let's put it that way.
No. Special teams is another storyline for these Chicago Bears, and fortunately it was going to be written as a bad storyline, and now it comes down to a victorious storyline, the way they did it with the kickoff return and the field goal there. But what a game.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
I gotta let the guitar play out. That's the rules. I don't make the rules. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We always love talking to Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured Bear, the former long snapper. He's always a long snapper to us, and he has the IPA. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He's also part of our football pre- and post-game show that you can hear before and after every Bears game. We always love to hear what he has to say. And I feel like that's the new vibe check with you, Patrick. Like, we love talking to you after these Bears wins, but to get a divisional win in Minnesota, what is the mood after you watch that one?
Well, if you look out your window, it's cloudy and gloomy, right? But not to me. This is a whole lot of fun, guys. This is unbelievable, man. The sun's shining today in my world.
I love this answer, Patrick, and I want to know, when you look at this team being 7-3, where did you picture them after 10 games when the season started? And how many games did you even think that they would win this season, let alone up to this point?
Yeah, I was 8 or 9. I was hoping for that. And the thing I was evaluating the most, or wanted to evaluate the most, was Caleb. Did we have a franchise quarterback? Where are we seeing growth? Where are we kind of seeing that, you know, pre-snap, post-snap, growth that you want to see in a quarterback to become an elite quarterback? And as far as wins, you know, I did not suspect 7-3. But that's the crazy thing about the NFL with injuries. You know, that's why they say you play who you got to play. But, you know, they've taken care of business. And they're building on something, and they keep talking about it as belief. And I'll say it again, a big believer in belief, that it goes a long way in that locker room. But I am shocked that they're 7-3 right now. And I didn't think that they would put themselves in a position to be talking about a playoff seed, you know, not just talking about getting in the playoffs, but a playoff seed.
All right.
All right, I need you to put the helmet on, Patrick.
Okay.
Put the football helmet on.
Let me dust it off, though.
Yeah, okay. Dust it off real good.
But
real
just
good.
Just don't disrupt the mullet too much.
No, don't do that.
Mullet's gone. That's, you know, when you turn 50, you can't have a mullet anymore.
Yes, you
Why
can.
Not?
Having hair is a flex.
Yeah, ask me about it.
Yeah, did you hear Olin the other day? Olin talking about it? Remember,
I said
he was asking. He was coming to me for hair. Like, he wanted solution from me. And that's what I'm going to work on with him.
You got to go to Urlacher for that stuff.
Oh, that's right. All
I
right.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
We got a guy for that.
You do have a guy, yes. Maybe I got to talk to, you know, the You're power right. alleys are getting pretty deep here. Maybe I got to talk to Urlacher about that. You guys see the power alleys? Look at the shiny forehead.
I have a widow's
forehead.
Peak, too. What's my excuse?
Well, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Genetics. Hair's way more
genetics.
Forward.
It's all, hair is all genetics.
Oh, well, a little bit. Yeah, but you have so much more hair than the rest of us. Come on. All right, the helmet
Unfortunately,
is on.
Unfortunately, it used to be on my face as well when I was younger.
The helmet is
Confession.
On. Well, oh, really?
I had a mustache as a kid.
Sick. That's hot.
I'm All Persian. Right. What can I do?
Grody, you're letting us into some stuff there. That's amazing.
Hey, you know what? You guys know
Grody's
I've said
just
this
an
before.
Open book.
Like, none of us are perfect. Whatever.
No.
So the point is, yeah, grow your mullet at 50. Who cares?
Exactly. I could use some patchwork here. Where's our, the hair restorations? I'll use it. Anyway, the helmet is on for you right now because you've been on teams, Patrick, where the Bears get off to a fast start. I always reference, and I know it's getting tiresome, 2001. When you're going through a season like that, and you kind of know, or do you know in the back of your head, well, I'm not sure if we're this good. What are the players really thinking about this 7-3 start right now? Are they realistic about it as well?
You know, you enjoy it as what you do. Like those back-to-back wins that Mike Brown, you know, those interceptions, those are some you just scratch your head and you can't believe you pulled those off, but you enjoy it. And then you do, like I'll go back to that word belief again. You start believing that stuff can happen. And they see they're at 7-3, and you know they're not going to talk about playoffs outwardly. But I remember Lovey always saying, "All right, guys, here's where we are at this time of the year. Here's where we are. Here's where we stand, and this is what we can do." So yeah, they're starting to believe that. They're starting to feel that. The thing is, you have to make sure as a coach and a coaching staff, you're not looking past the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, it's week to week, but what you've done up to this point, if you've set yourself up in a position that each game matters more. You know what I mean? Like we're not talking about draft picks or coaching changes or things like that. They feel that feeling as well in that locker room. They're thinking about potential playoffs. What is this Pittsburgh win going to mean to them? What does a loss mean to them? So that's the way you feel when you have a helmet on.
Patrick, I also want to ask you about this. I think it was a roller coaster for special teams for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to start at the end here. I feel like the Bears were purposefully running to the right side because they wanted to get that ball in a place where Cairo Santos could have the most accuracy. We saw him hook the 45-yarder to the left and miss. What did you think when you saw how they were trying to set him up at that time on the final drive?
I thought, first off, and that's a good point because I really haven't thought about that one. I was thinking more of just getting the yards because yards are most important in that situation. You know, you're just hoping you can make the kick. What you're hoping is get to a kicking spot, like a certain yard line. So I think they were going behind their strength. That's what I saw on that. But we also know that Cairo does like to kick from the right hash as well. And he did miss the 45-yarder pulling it left. And he did pull the game winner a little left, but it was inside the upright. So I don't think so much it was get to the right hash. I think it's more of just who are our best players, who are we going to run behind, and how do we get the most yards on this play?
Patrick, happy to have you as always here on Rahimi Harrison Grody, the segment with Patrick Manley, sponsored by Loyola Medicine. That's Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we are at our best. I'm looking at this standings right now. I look at the fact that it's just the Rams and the Eagles ahead of them. They have the Eagles next week. Is it crazy to start thinking about the possibility that this team can win the division and challenge for the one seed?
Oh, man, that's tough. The good thing is they do get to face the Eagles, so we get to evaluate them that way, right? Vic Fangio and that defense against Ben Johnson and that offense is going to be fun. The Steelers are, you know, a much better opponent. And if you think about it in two ways, do you want to play Aaron Rodgers or not? Yes, I would, because I want to evaluate how good I am as a team, and I want to see how good they are against, you know, a better quarterback and a better team with a top-notch quarterback. But also a win is a win, and that helps you with your seed. But I don't know. I don't – talent-wise, no. Their defensive-wise, no. Injury-wise, no. They're not a one or two seed. But guys, you have Jalen Johnson potentially coming back. You have Kyler Gordon potentially coming back. You have TJ Edwards potentially coming back. That's three starters. That's a Pro Bowler and one of the best nickelbacks in the NFL that are coming back. So if you put those guys together, and we started talking at the end of the postgame show, we were getting excited about it as well, of what the future could be of these Bears. And you start thinking in those terms, maybe. But right now, realistically, Marshall, I've got to say no. I just think those other teams are above and beyond. I think their quarterbacks are better. They've been there before. Caleb has not. And that's what I'm hoping that these games and these weeks are experience for Caleb, that in the future, when you ask that question, we say, hell yeah. Hell yeah, we can do it, because Caleb's been there before. He's done this, and we have the talent. These first-rounders are now maturing into stars and making game-winning plays like they are to beat the Bengals in these games at the end of the last few weeks. So right now, no, but hopefully in the future. But with the guys coming back, you never know, though, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I am just thinking about this while you're talking about it, as we all try to define what's going on with the Bears. I have not had this much trust for a Bears coach or executive since, ready for this, guys? Theo Epstein. When Theo Epstein came here, and there was a lot of losing that went on, so it's different in that regard, but there was this handing over of trust, almost blind trust, because you saw the competence. You saw the action that was taken by Theo Epstein. In this case, it's Ben Johnson. Do you agree with that, or is it starting to get to be hyperbole when it comes to Ben Johnson and why I trust this team now, Patrick, and next year too, whereas my jadedness would have precluded me in the past from looking beyond this season?
No, and Mark, you would know as good as anybody. You were in that locker room every day. You felt it, right? You knew what the guy, you could, when you were talking to the guys on losing streaks and bad teams, They didn't have it. I think now they have it, and that's a credit to Ben Johnson. And it's not only just Ben Johnson, it's the staff he's built. If you watch all his players play across the board, I mean, in the run game, the receivers are blocking. Everybody's playing hard, and that's a credit to Ben Johnson. And, you know, obviously I watch special teams a lot, and I'll give you, this is a credit to Ben Johnson. This is a credit to Hightower. This is a credit to their culture. There's punt safe. Punt safe is when the defense stays out there on fourth down because they're afraid of maybe it's fourth and short. Maybe they could run a fake punt. Well, Jaquan Brisker's out there, right? He is playing his butt off and putting a guy into the ground when he doesn't have to do that. It's just a punt safe, kick the ball, you know, fair catch at the 10-yard line, plays over. But he has everybody on that in that locker room, on that field, buying into playing as hard as they can. And when I saw that, that tells me everybody's got Ben Johnson's back, and that's the culture there that he's built. And it's just a little play, but that's an example of everybody buying in. Another one is Olin posted it last week on social media, that the run that DeAndre Swift had and Tyson Bagent's ripping his jacket off on the sideline. Everybody's running over to him to tap him on the helmet. Everybody's bought in. That is Ben Johnson. He has changed that culture, and that is a lot of credit to him.
We're talking to Patrick Manley, the Bears' former long snapper, longest tenured Bear, part of our pre- and post-game show coverage here on 670 The Score. And our segment with him brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Another thing to add to that, Patrick, is how many times have we talked about the demeanor of the Bears' quarterback on the sideline, whether we'd see him sitting by himself too many times. And I'm talking about if it was Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields, Caleb Williams, take your pick. And we don't see that. You know, and a lot of the times when you look at the bench during the game, it's Caleb Williams talking to one of the members of the offensive staff and going over, I think, a game plan, you know, or there's some sort of like discussion with him and the rest of the offense. I think that speaks to what you're talking about. Then we also see, for example, chatty position groups. You know, you'll see like yes. Kevin Byard chatting on the sideline during the game. And you know, and I know, that's a lot of times where they're sharing information that they've mm-hmm. gleaned during the game to take advantage of their opponent. That's the in-game adjustments we talk about. You know, what do you think about that part of the communication we're seeing too?
That's huge. And that's just trust and that's openness and with everybody across, you know, different position groups. But to go back to Caleb, what I've always said is I want the quarterback to take ownership of the team, not just the offense, the team. Olin and I got in a kind of a funny disagreement in the post game, breaking down Caleb's post game press conference because he said the word I too many times. Mm. Like I did, you know. And I said, I'm okay with it a little bit. I don't want too much of it. But when a quarterback to me says I, it's he's talking about his offense. You know, I need to get the guys going. I need to get this offense not making mistakes, stop the illegal procedures and things like that. So I like him saying it. I don't want him to go overboard. But what I'm seeing from Caleb and what I'm seeing from the sideline, even his demeanor in post game, that he's taking ownership of this offense. He's disappointed that they didn't play well enough on offense. You know, there's discussion, maybe you guys can find out later this week or we will. Is it mad because he didn't play well, or is it because they took the ball out of his hands in the fourth quarter on some of these crucial plays? Mm. I don't know, but if that is what it is, he's still taking ownership of this team. And the way he talks about his offense, I like that. That's what the upper echelon quarterbacks do that I've seen, that I've listened to across the league, and I like that. And I like the way he is engaged on the sideline.
I have to ask you, the Commanders signing Jake Moody off the practice squad from the Bears. Yeah. You're comfortable with that? And now knowing that Cairo Santos is your only option as a kicker?
Yeah, I mean, guys, he was 4 for 5. He missed a 45-yarder. He hit the game winner, went back out there and hit it. He proved in the dome, you know, he had a 54-yarder, probably had 5 or 6 yards to spare. Everybody's going to struggle at Soldier Field or outdoors for the rest of the year. That is what it is. You know what? There's a couple things. You can talk about the top 3 or 4 kickers in the league. I don't think Cairo is that. Is he very good? Yes. But he's not going to be kicking the 60-yarders. And especially now in Soldier Field, I'm going to like him more than most kickers because he's been here a while, he's been in these elements, and I trust him.
Hey, Pat, did you happen to hear our interview with your former teammate Rex Grossman recently?
A little bit. What do we got?
Well, no, it was really good to hear his voice,
yes,
man. And I don't know if you keep in touch with him or what your relationship is like with him, if you're going to go boating with him maybe on Friday.
Yeah, he's got that city cruise with Urlacher Alex Brown.
I was just curious. Yeah, I was just curious if you'd heard
it.
Actually,
I got a neat story about that. My daughter, when we were living in Florida, she went to like a Goodwill or something and found a Rex Grossman jersey.
Really?
And she came home with it, and she bought it for like $2 or something. I'm like, hey, do you want to get that signed by Rex? And this just talks about our locker room, how close our locker room is. Like, you know, we all have each other's number, and I sent Rex a text. I'm like, hey, my daughter bought your – I didn't tell him where she bought it and how much she bought it for.
Oh, wow.
But would you mind signing it for her? He said, no problem. Send it. He sent it back with a nice little note to her, all that kind of stuff. But Rex is a great guy. I just feel bad for him early in his career that – the injuries that he had to overcome.
Yeah.
I just wonder how different his career would have been, how more beloved he would have been in Chicago if he would have been able to grow through those young years without being injured. But it is good to hear him talk. And, I wish he did more. And I also wish he was able to do more in Chicago when he played here. But, guys, he took us to a Super Bowl. That 06 year, those first 10 games of that year, he was in MVP conversation.
Yeah.
You go back and look at his numbers, that offense – was 1 or 2 in the league, and it had a lot to do with Rex Grossman.
Ironically, I think it was up until about the signature Arizona win that mm-hmm. year. It was. I don't think Rex played particularly well in that game, and the sort of
no,
after
it was,
that,
it was poor.
Yeah, it was poor. I wanted to be nice to your friend after all these years.
It was poor.
But yeah, it was a poor game, and then the decline started to occur. But it was really good. Like, he's an important character. That's why I brought it up. He's such an important character.
Oh, 100%.
In Bears history, right? He's the.
I mean, all you heard was Lovie say Rex is our quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times?
I got told.
I wish somebody could go back and count those.
I got told. I was filling in. This is funny. I was filling in for Jeff Joniak, or no, Josh Liss. over on BBM. So I did the interview with Lovey. Mm-hmm. And so I had to ask the questions, and I got Mark, Rex is our quarterback. And I remember like Joniak being kind of like, why did you need to pin him down there? I'm like, because these are the questions that needed to be asked here. So I do have the distinction of being one of many reporters who was told Rex is our quarterback.
Mark, it almost became a bit, and it was a great bit.
Yes.
I guarantee you, if you asked Lovey, he'd be like, oh, yeah, big guy, I was just having fun with you.
Now he can say that. It didn't seem like that.
I bet he would.
100%. Oh. That's this humor, man. He had that dry sense of humor.
That's hilarious.
I would love if somebody would ask him. I would like to know the true answer.
We just need to get Lovey on the show. Like, it's time. Yes. Like, we all know what he did for
That's
this team.
That's another one. It's time.
We all know.
Second best coach in Bears history.
I know, guys. We got to real quick. I got to see him at Devin Hester's Hall of Fame induction and got to talk to him for a while. And I opened up about, you know, training camp, missing curfew a few nights, how much I golfed, all that kind of stuff. And he always said, big guy. He's like, all right, big guy, that's enough. I don't need to know everything. He goes, I know stuff was going on, but I just don't need to know everything even now.
Oh, my God, that's great.
That's the kind of dad you want to have. All right.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Yes.
Never do anything I'm supposed to.
Oh, right. I mean, but I was there for practice every morning. I never went to TJ's past closing.
See, and that's why he didn't know. That's why. Patrick Manley, thanks as always for joining us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. Of course, before Chicago takes on Pittsburgh, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon for the Your Local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Patrick, Olin Krutz, and Mully get you set for the game. And then immediately after, they have instant reaction on the postgame show. It is all presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Thanks as always, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
All right, see you guys. Have a great week.
That's Patrick Manley. Coming up next, we have a bit of... It's developing news. Mm. I guess it broke.
It's a developing story.
It's actually unbreaking news, if that makes sense.
Oh, unbreaking news.
Uh-huh. We'll discuss it next, along with taking a look at what we learned in Week 11 in the NFL. We go around the NFL next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.